While silicone breast implants topped the FDA news this week, the agency is hardly finished with controversial stories. Next week, the agency posts a new set of research for public review, this time on whether or not to allow cloned meat into the food supply. Joining me now in Studio 3A to explain all this is NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum. Welcome, David.
Hi, Corva.
What kind of cloned meat can we expect at our tables?
None. In the near future. It's going to be a long time before you can go to the supermarket and pick up a steak and have it be from a clone. It's just way too expensive at this point. I think it's $19,000 is sort of the going rate to clone a cow, and, you know, you could get a new car for that. So the situation that's arisen, which is why the FDA is looking at this, is that right now there's sperm in freezers from cloned bulls. So these are like famous bulls in the, you know, if you're a rancher, everyone would know the name of these animals. And, you know, they win all the, they're like the Olympic athletes, you know, they're the perfect.
Are we talking about animal. Height or weight or density?
There
of
are things
meat
you wouldn't even understand they
probably
would describe.
Probably not. Okay.
You know, these, like, it's like a beauty contest.
Okay.
You know, the sperm sells for a lot. And in some situations, the award-winning animal doesn't produce a lot of sperm. So they've had the animal cloned in one of these cases, and there are actually five clones, and they get the sperm from those clones, and they'd like to be able to sell that. They can, in fact, make a profit because the stuff sells for $30, a shot, a straw, I think it's called. But right now they can't do that. The FDA has said, you know, we don't want clones or descendants of clones in the food chain yet until we've had time to think about it.
Maybe while I'm thinking about it, don't cows and bulls reproduce just fine on their own?
They do, but artificial insemination is used a lot these days, which is not the way you normally think of reproduction happening. You know, if the price came way down, you could imagine dairy cows. You have a great dairy cow. If you go and mate it, you know, half the time it's going to give you a male that isn't you can't get milk out of. So you might, in theory, want to clone that cow, and then you make sure you get a good female.
What kind of data is the FDA looking at?
They're looking at data which compares, say, the nutritional content of milk from clones from the nutritional content from uncloned cows. They also asked the National Academy of Sciences to look into this. And the Academy and even people who are uncomfortable with cloning all said it's kind of hard to imagine specifically how meat or products from clones could be dangerous, especially the descendants of clones. But they thought, you know, it was worth doing these tests. You know, scientists will say, look, it's like a twin. It's not like this is genetically modified. That's a whole other category of things you can worry about with environmental concerns and health concerns. But it's a twin. It's as good as the other one.
What possible rulings can the FDA issue?
They could come out and say, we're not comfortable with this now. But it looks like, if you look at the National Academy of Sciences report, they'll come out and say, we don't see any problem with the descendants of clones. And for clones themselves, they may say we would like to look at more data first, or they may say, you know, we think that's okay. But there's going to be a lengthy public review process and probably several other steps before anyone can actually bring any of this to market.
Even if people are happy with it, I mean, there's this whole debate about genetically modified corn, for heaven's sake. I mean, how are people
right.
going to feel about genetically modified steak?
Well, you know, over the last couple of days, people have asked me, hey, what are you working on? Just friends. And I said, oh, cloned, you know, are clones safe to eat? And to a person, they all say, ew. So there's certainly going to be a public perception issue. But at you know, as far as ranchers are concerned, this is a lot of them, I think, feel the organic farmers don't feel this way. But a lot of the ranchers feel like this is just another technique at their disposal. And, you know, if you go to some of these trade shows, some of these state
fairs, they're saying, yay.
They're all crowded around. They're very excited to see these.
Thanks a lot, David.
Sure, Corva.
NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum joined us today in Studio 3A. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.